Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Wachstock, and today we'll be learning Parsha Ta'azinu. Almost the entirety of this week's Parsha is taken up by Shira Ta'azinu, the poetic paean to Jewish history with past, present, and future all intertwined. Moshe begins by calling celestial witnesses, opines regarding the perfection of Hashem, and the challenged nature of the Jewish people. He recalls Hashem's past care for the Jewish people, how we are washed over like eaglets, fed and cared for, and how we grew up slash will grow up and become ungrateful. Vayishamein Yishurin ve'yavait. And Yishurin will grow contented and kick. Hashem will then hide the divine face and send punishments such as famine, plagues, beasts, war, etc. We are told that the Jews will not be totally destroyed, but only because we don't want the enemies to think that the enemies have triumphed over God. We are told that if the Jews were intelligent, they would understand that the only way these travails could come was if Hashem allowed it. The Shir continues with Hashem avenging on the nations and bringing solace to the Jews. The Jews will come to see that this, the entire arc and journey, was all from Hashem. After Moshe completes the song, he urges the Jews to take the words to heart. Vayomer Elehim, Simu Levavchem, and he said to them, take heart to all these words, L'chol advarim asher anochi me'id bachem hayom, to all these matters that I have testified to you today, asher titzavum et b'nechem lishmor lasot et kol divrei ha-Torah zot, and you should testify them and command them unto your children, that they should guard and keep all of the words of this Torah faithfully. Kilo davar reku michem, because this is not something that is empty for you. Ki hu chayechem, because this is your very life. Ubidvar hazeh ta'arichu yamim al ha'adama, asher atem ovrim et hayardin sham l'rishta. And with these matters, you will endure for a long time on the land that you are crossing the Yarden in order to inherit. The Jews are encouraged to see that the words of Ha'azino are critical, the very foundation of their success. Hashem then tells Moshe that he should ascend to Har Nevo, across from Yericho, and look out over the entire land of Canaan. There, on that mountain, Moshe will die, like Aaron had, meaning b'nishika, a quick, painless death. Moshe will see the land from afar, but not enter it. The actualization of this command will come in Parsha Vezot HaBracha, following the blessings that Moshe will give to each tribe. There will be an account of Moshe's ascent and death. The Song of Ha'azinu is made up of six main sections: an introduction, a recapping of the past, a future account of the entry into the land and the sins that will occur, a telling of the fearsome consequences that will befall the Jews, the scorn and punishment from the other nations, along with the reassurance that is only for Hashem's name that the Jews will be spared. Finally, the final section recounts Hashem's return and the day of reckoning that will occur. The enemies of the Jews will be destroyed, and the Jews will again dwell safely in their lands. While the Shir of Ha'azinu is all in this week's Parsha, it was introduced to us in last week's Parsha. We read then about the mitzvah to write this Shir, referring to Shirat Ha'azinu. There's something interesting in the introduction to that commandment that sheds a great deal of insight into the meaning and importance of the Shir. As Moshe has finished his covenantal renewal and is introducing the transfer of power to Yahushua, and the Hakel ceremony to maintain the covenant, Moshe has warned the Jews again and again of the ill consequences that may befall them if they fail to heed these messages. Moshe has even issued a tochacha to warn them. However, there is hope that the warnings may work. The future is unknown, and Moshe had reason to hope that the Jews will succeed as they enter the land. Hashem then, at the end of last week's parsha, instructs Moshe and Yahushua to come to the Mishkan. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hincha shochev im avotecha, you are soon to lay with your ancestors, meaning you will die. V'kam ha'am hazeh, v'zana acharei Elohei nechar, ha'aret asherhu ba'ashama b'kirbo. And this nation will then go astray after these foreign gods in this land that they are going to enter. V'azvani v'haferet briti asher karati ito, and they will forsake me and break my covenant that I made with them. V'chara api bo b'yom hahu, and my anger will flare up against them on that day. V'azavtim v'histarti panai mehem, and I will abandon them and I will hide my face from them. V'haya le'chol umat'u ra'ot rabot v'tarot, and they, the Jews, will be like prey, and many evils and trouble will befall them. Va'amar bayom hahu, and they will say on that day, Halo al ki ein eloke bekir bi, matzuni haraot eila. And the Jews will say on that day, surely it is because Hashem is not in our midst that this evil has befallen us. Va'anochi haster astir panai bayom hahu, al kol hara asher asa. But rather, I, Hashem, have hidden my face on that day because of all the bad that you, the Jews, have done. Ki pana el Elohim acherim, because you, the Jews, have turned to these other gods. Va'ata kitvu lachem et ashira hazot. Vilamdat b'nei Yisrael. And therefore, please write down this poem, this song, and teach it to the Jews. Sima b'pihem, put it in their mouth. L'mantia li hashira hazot la'ed b'nei Yisrael. So that this poem or song can be a testimonial or a witness to the Jews. Ki avienu el ha'adama asher nishpati lavotav zavatcha lavodvash. That when I bring them into this land that I have promised them, that's flowing with milk and honey, va'achal v'sava v'dashen upana el Elohim acharim v'avdun. And they eat their fill and they grow fat, and then they turn to these other gods and they serve them. V'niyatsuni v'aferet briti, and they, the Jews, will spurn me and break my covenant. V'ayak ki timtza'ena oto ra'ut rabot v'tarot, and then these many evils and troubles will befall them. V'anta shira hazot l'fanav la'ed, then this poem, this song, will confront them as a witness. Ki lo tishkach mi pizaro, since this song will never be lost from their offspring. Ki adati et yitro asher hu osa hayom, for I know the plans, I know their nature and what they will do. B'terem avi enu el ha'aret asher nishbati, before I even bring them to this land that I have promised them. B'yechtev Moshe et hashir hazot bayom hu, and Moshe wrote this song, this poem, on that day. V'ilamdet b'nei Yisrael, and then he taught it to the Jews. Shir HaZinu is not merely a poetic paean to history. It's presented as a witness, an answer to Jewish suffering. Rav Yair Kahn points out, quote, shortly before his death, Moshe is informed that Israel will eventually fail and suffer destruction and exile. In a display of profound emunah and religious humility, Moshe responds by redirecting his message so that Israel will survive the gullet and once again return. Moshe writes Ha'azinu and teaches it to Israel so that they should be prepared for the eventuality of exile and annihilation, and so that they should know that even from that abyss, Israel can and will return. With profound humility and submission, Moshe internalized that the road to redemption was much longer than he had originally imagined. He now understood that there would be many turns, and detours along the way, end quote. This insight explains why Shir HaZinu is so different from every other Shira found in the Torah. Most Shirot are about miraculous salvations that have happened, acknowledging what Hashem has done. Shirat HaYam, Shirat HaBe'er, Shirat Devorah, and Shirat David are all recounting what has happened. The Ramban tells us, V'ikara Shira, ki Yisrael Yamrua tamid b'shir u'bezimra. This song, Ha'azinu, is called a song because the Jews would constantly recite it with song and with music. The king nichtava kashira, and it is also written in the style of a song, meaning in columns and an unusual physical structure on the page. Ki hashirim yichtavu bahem hasek b'mkomot ani'ima, since songs are written with empty spaces indicating the places where they would be chanting. The Ramban is saying that Ha'azinu is written like a song. It seems it's not a true song. Rav Elchanan Salman explains what distinguishes a regular halal from a shira. Halal is often connected to hoda'ah, to gratitude. It's about recognizing the good that Hashem has done on an individual level. It's about expressing how we had a need and Hashem filled it. Shira is different. Quote, here the person removes his personal connection to the event, serving as a pretext for his song, and exposes the divine revelation in what happened. In such a song, the miracle is measured not with respect to the good received by the person for whom the miracle was performed, but as it were, with the respect to the advancement of the divine interest to establish the world in the kingdom of God. Human salvation becomes an instrument for the revelation of God, who who guides human history in justice and righteousness. And the song itself is an instrument for exposing this revelation of God in history, end quote. In light of this, we can begin to understand why Shirat HaZinu joins these other Shirot despite its differences. HaZinu is not about a miraculous salvation of the Jewish people. It's about punishments and tribulations, but it is about the revelation of Hashem via those things. It's about revealing the hands of Hashem as it is seen through history. The Ramban tells us, V'hine yomar ha-katuv, ki haya b'midat hadin liyot inu kein b'galut lo'olam, lulei ka'asoyev. Thus, this text is telling us that according to the attribute of justice, we should remain in this condition of exile forever, were it not that I was in dread of the wrath of the enemy. Ha'azinu is about a recognition that the exile we are experiencing is from Hashem. It's a consequence of our actions, not our enemies. As the Chovos HaLevavos tells us, there is nothing a human can do to us that is not within the divine plan for some greater purpose. The Ramban continues, Hashem created all humanity to forge a connection with and gave them a choice. When humanity turned to false worship, only the Jewish people maintained the connection to Hashem. Hashem made it known via signs and miracles that these were his chosen people. Therefore, if the Jewish people would be destroyed, it would sever the remaining connection of humanity with God. As Rabbi Michael Hatton tells us, quote, in the Song of HaZinu, there is but one underlying truth. The people of Israel can never cast off the onerous mantle of responsibility with which God has cloaked them. They are his special people. And while in unique position to enjoy the distinction of that appointment, they must also embrace its demands, end quote. The Shir is testimony bequeathed to the Jewish people by Moshe Rabbeinu, one that will help them survive the exiles that Hashem has just told Moshe they will surely undergo. We are reassured that no matter how dark things seem in our history, this is all part of Hashem's plan, and it will all lead to our eventual redemption. For this profound and critical message, this lifeline through the darkness of history, prose wouldn't have worked. It needed to be a song, one whose images would be seared into the consciousness of our nation thousands of years later. And it's worked. Here we are, after thousands of years, after the hells of exile, still holding on, still reciting the song that echoes throughout history, still the eaglings nestled in Hashem's wings, leaning on our perfect rock, calling on heaven and earth as witnesses, and awaiting a mighty Hashem who will slay our enemies. These images have been our lifeline, ones that have made it possible for generations to get up again and again, to carry the covenant and to wait. Covenantal renewal, like we discussed last week, is critical, but it can only work if we hold on to our faith in Hashem, and our faith in ourselves as being worthy of our chosenness. Moshe understood that only a song could lift us up and carry us through history. Rav Ezra Bick tells us, quote, the Shira then is the finishing touch of God's Torah and Moshe's life mission. Beyond the intellectual, eternal teaching of the Torah, there's an element of life experience, of Jewish history, that must be learned through disaster and triumph, through tears and even suffering. This is at once not part of the Torah and the culmination of it, end quote. Jewish history has taught us things that could never have been learned via the intellect, had to be learned via experience. And it can only be understood from the divine perspective, not from ours. In some ways, the covenantal renewal and Parshat HaZinu are foils to one another within Moshe's final speech. The covenantal renewal emphasizes what we as Jews can do. It provides an active role, how our choices will shape the future. HaZinu is different. Hashem is the main figure. We Jews are the receptors for Hashem's eventual redemption. Our sinning is foretold. Within this, though, there is a deep spiritual message for us. History will teach us a spiritual humility, to embrace the road that Hashem lays out for us, even if we do not understand its twists and turns. We can have faith that each one is for our ultimate benefit. Hashem is guiding us and never lets us go astray. Our job is not always to understand. Sometimes it is merely to believe. Shabbat Shalom.